AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is getting a look at the damage from Hurricane Ida in Louisiana. The hope is to restore power in New Orleans by Wednesday. Lindsay McClellan's restaurant is feeding neighbors.
Do as much as we can to feed the people who are here in town, in our area. We're working on getting back into their homes.
To the north and the east, there is a lot to clean up. Some subway service is still on hold in New York City because of flood damage. Mayor Bill de Blasio says more of these kinds of storms are possible.
It is climate driven, and that's crucial to put up front, because it's not like the rain we used to know. It's just not. It's a different reality, a speed and intensity that we now have to understand will be normal. And I hate saying that, but it's true.
At least 49 people have died as a result of Ida in the Northeast. The government says a weaker than expected 235,000 jobs were added last month. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is being blamed. Near Boston today, 91-year-old defrocked Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick pleaded not guilty to charges he sexually abused a 16-year-old boy almost 50 years ago. The AP's Alana Durkin-Riche is in Dedham, Massachusetts.
McCarrick is the only U.S. cardinal, current or former, to ever be charged with a sex crime against a minor.
McCarrick's attorney says they're looking forward to addressing the allegations in court. President Biden's plan to start delivery of booster shots by September 20th for most Americans who receive coronavirus vaccines are facing new complications that could delay the availability for those who receive the Moderna vaccine. Agencies are awaiting critical data before signing off on the third doses. Apple is indefinitely delaying its plans to scan iPhones in the U.S. for images of child sexual abuse. The move follows outcry from security and privacy experts who warn the technology could eventually be exploited for other surveillance purposes. This is AP News. The start of a new school year in Europe comes as the Delta variant continues to drive up the number of coronavirus cases, even though many children aren't vaccinated.
Despite this, many governments, including Britain's, are determined to get children back into classrooms after 18 stop-start months of lockdowns, remote learning, and abandoned exams. While most European countries are retaining some restrictions for schools, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pushing this year for something approximating pre-pandemic normality, saying students should be tested regularly and schools should be given guidance on improving ventilation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered officials to wage a tougher epidemic prevention campaign in what he called our style, after he turned down some foreign coronavirus vaccines offered through the UN-backed immunization program. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.